Now, the Goldbergs. Reunited in their own family life, the Goldbergs are watching the struggles of the Allisons to make a unity out of what has been nothing but internal struggles. Sammy has settled down to his old life again, but the girl who nearly ruined her life has not been reconciled to her father. And Dr. Tater, the psychologist who solved Sammy's problem, is trying to solve the situation with the Allisons. It seems to involve a woman out of Mr. Allison's past. And right at this moment, the phone rings and Allison starts. This is the call he expects from Esther Miller.
Should I answer it, Mr. Allison?
Well, Allison, let it ring. They'll call back again.
If you haven't the courage to answer it, let me say you are not in.
Maybe it's not your long-distance call. Maybe it's something else, or it's something.
The phone, why don't you answer it?
Rosie, will you please tell Sylvia to come down?
Is she upstairs?
Yes, she is, Rosie.
All right.
Mr. Allison.
Molly, please. This is something nobody can advise Allison on. This is a purely private matter.
I only wanted to say, baby.
Don't say it.
Say it, Mrs. Goldberg.
I was just going to say, Miss Allison, that how would it be if you asked Miss Miller to come up and spend a few days with us?
And then? It isn't as if we were two young people. She knows how I feel about her. Or at least how I once felt about her. And I know how she feels about me.
But you haven't seen each other for such a long time, Miss Allison. Maybe that's...
Molly.
I'm only saying. Keep a change, Miss Allison. Maybe you're just keeping an idea of someone in your mind that the years melted away. People change. Feelings change.
The woman never married.
She may also have an idea in her mind of Mr. Allison as was. We don't remain as was.
And if she still comes for him as is?
That has to be seen.
Sylvia says that she has a headache.
No, it's a headache.
Oh, headache. My wife is a poor headache.
Ma,
I'm sorry you said anything, Molly.
What did I say?
Whatever you said.
What did you say, Ma? Nothing. Well, I think that Mr. Allison is too old to get married again. While a person is living, Rosalie, they're never too old to fulfill their life. To you, Mr. Allison is old. In his own mind, he hasn't even started to live yet, maybe.
Well, I just meant that
what you said was what you meant. You meant what you said. Because you're young. So when you're 12 to 20 years old, when you're 15 to 30 years old, and when you're 20, 40 years old, and each time you're wrong, age is what you feel.
But if a person is old, he's old. A
person's old, he's old. Then does Miss Allison go off with a cane? No. Is he wrinkled? Is he his wife? He's got bald hair? Is he lost his memory? He's feeble? No. To survive the old?
All right, Ma.
I suppose you think I'm on my last legs already, huh, Rosalie?
I didn't say that. I only said...
You replied it.
Implied.
Huh?
Implied.
Implied? Yes. God bless you, Stephanie.
Please,
Ma. You.
But really, Molly, what do you think?
About what?
What are we talking about? What do you think Allison should do?
I think, as directed by Dr. Tater.
But what did Dr. Tater direct it? That's the question.
He said Mr. Allison should see Miss Miller.
For what?
Time will tell.
Don't speak in riddles. Should Allison marry this woman?
That all depends.
On what?
On what time has done.
Again, time. Personally, I'm against it.
Why, Jane?
Because I'm a one-woman man.
But suppose, Jake, suppose that I...
Why should I suppose you're here?
But just consider, for instance, I'm not saying, just suppose, Jake.
I have no desire to suppose.
Did I say you desired? I said suppose. Suppose you were in Mr. Allison's place.
And?
Would you marry again?
Did Allison?
Well, he wanted to, but his children didn't want him.
Would I be more selfish than Allison? Is that what you think of me, Molly?
Did I say I thought that?
What would you have done, Molly? Suppose I had passed away in your youth.
Yes, I'm also a one-man woman, Jake, like you.
In a woman's case, it's different.
Why?
Of course, a woman without a man is like a house without a foundation. It cannot stand alone.
Miss Miller never married. She stood alone.
You are not Miss Miller. She was a businesswoman, and you were a homebody.
I was a homebody then.
What else? Your career was in the home.
I could also have been a career woman. I mean, Jake, why not? I'm stupid.
No.
I'm funny.
Did I say?
I can't speak to people.
Too much.
So why couldn't I have been a career woman?
Because you were the kind of a girl, Molly, that made every man run to protect you.
You married me to protect me, then?
I married you because I loved you.
And you still love me?
No.
Why not?
You ask too many foolish questions.
You don't love me, then?
I'm used to you.
Just used to me?
I like you.
You only like me?
Hey, Molly, without you, I would be less than I am.
You love me. Say it, hmm?
Why do I have to say it?
Because I love to hear it.
All right, now, so I love you, Molly. Is it all your fault?
And without my fault, is it?
Without your fault, you wouldn't be Molly.
No,
what's going on? What's happening?
Sit, Molly, sit. Don't go out.
Mr. Allison is hollering at Sylvia.
Sit, Molly. This is not our concern.
What's going on?
Now when you're grown up, when all is said and done, when I come to you and speak to you like a father to a daughter, you kiss and don't answer. Do you want my life? Everything? What kind of a girl are you? What are you? Tell me that.
Let it ring, Molly.
Let me tell him at least.
Let it ring.
Hello? Yes. Yes, this is Mr. Allison. Miss Miller? Put her on, please.
Jake, come.
What kind of a woman is Esther Miller? And what role will she play in Sylvia's future? What advice will Molly give Mr. Allison if Esther Miller comes to Lastonbury?